Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we have been studying Biblical Keys to Answered Prayer. Today I want to address reasons for unanswered prayer. The scriptures give us multiple reasons for unanswered prayer. Now, it is not the heart of God to hinder your prayers or to cause your prayers not to be answered. We have a loving Father who longs to bless, to provide, to shower good things upon His children. And He has set into motion in the spirit world this thing we call prayer. And one aspect of prayer, as we've discussed this week, is this prayer of petition. It's that prayer of asking, of a request of God. What is the cause of an unanswered prayer? We'll begin by taking a look at James chapter 4. In verse 2, the last part, we read, "You do not have because you do not ask." A very basic principle that we have studied this week, looking at multiple scriptures, that God commands us to ask of Him. We are not just to hope someday God will do something or wish that God would intervene or just dream that perhaps He'll provide. Instead, we are clearly commanded by the words of Jesus to ask and it shall be given to you. Or given the promise by Jesus in John 14, anything you ask in my name, I will do. We see throughout the Word of God that we're exhorted to ask of God. So many people fail to receive answers, fail to receive promised provision, fail to obtain and take hold of the very things that God has already made available to His own children because of this very simple issue of they did not ask. I have observed people who are good Christian people going to church who will say with frustration they don't understand why God hasn't intervened in this situation in their life. And if you question them closely and ask them, have they gone to the Lord in prayer and laid before Him their petition with the ground of the scripture behind it, they will clearly admit that they have not done so. To not ask of God is a clear reason for unanswered prayer. If you have a situation, a difficulty, a trouble, a need in your life that you need the intervention of God, perhaps supernatural intervention, go to the Word of God, search it out, and be one who is diligent, because we know the promise of the Word of God is that God is a rewarder of the diligent seeker, and seek through His Word and find the ground upon which you can stand and say to the Lord, here is the promise you've made. I've come requesting according to your word. And we know from 1 John 5 that we can have the petitions we ask of Him if we are asking according to the will of God. You find His will in His word. But many believers have not asked of God using the word of God as their basis for the request. And by not asking according to His word, they do not receive answers to their prayer or even this desire of their heart. You have not because you ask not. Don't let that be a hindrance to receiving from God the needed answers in your life. A second reason for unanswered prayer is found in James 4:3, and it says, "You ask and you don't receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures." Asking from wrong motives or asking for something that is simply for the satisfaction of your sensual desires will never result in an answer from God. We need to go to the Lord with all of our desires and ask Him if those are in alignment with His will for us. We can see in His word, but if we have not found that we can go to him ourselves in prayer and ask, Lord, if this is not of you, if I'm asking amiss, then I don't want the answer to this prayer. I want to ask you from a pure heart. Show me about the situation, whether it's right for me to ask or not. You can go to the Lord and ask for wisdom even about your praying. A third reason for unanswered prayer is found in Mark 11, verse 25. Here Jesus specifically addressed the issue of prayer and something that will clearly hinder your prayer life and the answer to your prayers. He said in Mark 11, 25 and 26, and whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. Now, God wants to answer your prayers, but he has a spiritual principle, a law of God that is irrevocable, and it has to do with this issue of forgiveness. If you have anything against anyone, whether it be your parents from the way that they raised you, an old school teacher for having humiliated you, perhaps an old business partner who cheated you, or a spouse who deserted you, if you have anything against anyone, the word says, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. And we know from other verses in Scripture, which we'll look at in a moment, when you have unconfessed or unforgiven sin in your life, it blocks you from receiving answer to prayer. So Jesus is saying here, when you stand praying, do a check of your heart. Ask the Holy Spirit to check your heart. If you're not aware of unforgiveness in your heart, ask him. And make sure that there's no unforgiveness in your life, because it will clearly rob you of answers to prayer. And remember this, that God is able to assist you by giving you the grace to forgive people that perhaps your natural mind and natural emotions would say it would be impossible in a lifetime to forgive that person the wicked, cruel thing that they have done against you. But God says nothing is impossible with him. Are you struggling today with unforgiveness towards someone who has hurt you deeply, betrayed you, or in any way mistreated or abused you? God will give you the grace if you'll ask him. That is one prayer he'll answer when you ask him for help, grace to forgive someone that you are having a hard time forgiving. Just confess your sin to him. Father, I confess to you, I cannot forgive that person in my own strength, but you commanded me to forgive. And I know when you command something, you give the grace to do it. I'm asking you for grace, supernatural power to do something I cannot do myself, but I believe you can cause me to have victory in this area and help me to forgive them right now. And by faith, I choose, by an act of my will, to forgive that person, to release them from their sin against me, from everything I've held against them because of their sin. I release them in the name of Jesus, and I commit them to you, and I ask you to help them, deliver them, and bless them. And release it to God that way in prayer. It will open up to you a whole realm of your prayer life that you have not even been able to touch because of the block of unforgiveness. Don't let unforgiveness rob you of answers to prayer. A fourth reason the scripture tells us that will block you or cause you to be unable to receive answer to prayer is the sin of pride. We find in 1 Peter 5:5 that God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. That means instead of answering your prayer, pouring out his blessing, he's resisting your request. We don't want to be in a position ever where God's resisting our requests. We cannot live without God's help in our life. If you struggle with the area of pride and you've been too proud to admit you're wrong, perhaps you've been too proud to ask for help, Ask God to help you. Confess pride as sin to God. Ask Him to help break down that wall of pride in your life. And ask Him for grace to humble yourself before Him and other people, because that will rob you of answers to prayer every day of your life. A fifth reason we find in Scripture for unanswered prayer is a husband mistreating his wife, or vice versa, a wife mistreating her husband. 1 Peter 3:7 says, "Likewise, you husbands, dwell with them," referring to the wife, "with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered." God is clearly stating here that if you mistreat or do not treat with love your wife, husband, and it certainly applies to wives as well with their husbands, that your prayers will be hindered. Confess your shortcomings, your anger, your harsh words, your unkindness, your insensitivity, your lack of showing love and respect to your spouse, to the Lord as sin. Ask Him to cleanse you of it and to give you a heart to be a blessing to your spouse and a heart to serve your spouse, so that you can begin to see the flood tide of answers to your prayers. The last area, unconfessed or hidden sin, found in Psalm 66, where it tells us very plainly, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear." Don't lose heart in your prayers. God will bring that answer. He is faithful who promised. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to be a person of prayer and have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com, or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.